Good afternoon, everyone.
A little different. I do speak a little bit, but that's about all I speak.
我能够讲一点点的中文，不过就是跟大家能跟大家问好而已。
Let us read the Bible together.
我们一起来读一段的圣经。
It's from Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, 28 to 43, and then one more verse in 1 Corinthians 3:17.
我们要从路加福音九章二十八节读到四十三节的前半段，然后再读哥林多后书三章十七节。
When you're ready, we can begin. 1, 2, 3.
我们一起来读。
Now by the eighth day.
说了这话以后，约有八天，耶稣带着彼得、约翰、雅各上山去祷告。正祷告的时候，他的面貌就改变了，衣服洁白放光。忽然有摩西、以利亚两个人同耶稣说话，他们在荣光里显现，谈论耶稣去世的事，就是他在耶路撒冷将要成的事。彼得和他的同伴都打盹，既清醒了，就看见耶稣的荣光，并同他站着的那两个人。二人正要和耶稣分离的时候，彼得对耶稣说：“夫子，我们在这里正好，可以搭三座棚，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。”他却不知道所说的是什么。说这话的时候，有一朵云彩来遮盖他们，他们进入云彩里就惧怕。有声音从云彩里出来说：“这是我的儿子，我所拣选的，你们要听他。”声音过了，只见耶稣一人在那里。当那些日子，门徒不提所看见的事，一样也不告诉人。第二天，他们下了山，就有许多人迎见耶稣。其中有一人喊叫说：“夫子，求你看顾我的儿子，因为他是我的独生子。”被鬼抓住，就忽然喊叫，鬼又叫他抽风，口中流沫，并且重重的伤害他，难以离开他。我求过你们，把鬼赶出去，他们确实不能。耶稣说：“这又不信又薄谬的世代啊，我在你们这里忍耐你们要到几时呢？将你的儿子带到这里来吧。”正来的时候，鬼把他摔倒，叫他重重的抽风。耶稣就斥责那污鬼，把人治好了，交给他父亲。众人都诧异神的大能。哥林多后书三章十七节，主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就有自由。
Good afternoon, dear beloved friends, brothers and sisters in Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹和朋友们，大家午安。
As we come together in a joint worship, we are entering into the majestic encounter that can do more to brighten our days in this deep, dark winter.
那今天下午我们这样的聚集，不仅仅是在这样严冬的天气里面，让我们的心觉得温暖一点。事实上，这可以是一个非常荣耀而且非常伟大的一个经历。
It is worth your sacrifice for not watching the Super Bowl.
我们牺牲来看这个超级杯球赛的机会。
And today's passage actually surprised me because it's a good summary of the Bible.
我们今天下来机会其实值得的，因为今天下午我们所要看的这一段经文呢，其实是圣经一个中心信息非常好的一个总结。
And on today, this eve of Chinese New Year,
今天是除夕。
Let us move from the year of the ram to the year of the monkey.
所以我们从羊年要进到猴年。
And by asking you to be active, to be inquisitive, like monkey.
我希望大家都能像猴子一样，是那样的好奇，这样活跃。
About your faith.
哎，这是对信仰、对真理有这样的好奇。
There is no better worship than bringing everyone wherever you are.
但也没有比这样子的聚集，不管是你从你的背景如何。
Whether you are a long time believer,
或者你是很长年的信主的年日很久了。
Or a newly baptized person,
或者你只是刚刚信主，刚刚受浸。
Or you are an observer, yes, you, that one.
或者你还没有信主，你只是来观摩。
We are coming into the presence of the Lord.
我们这样自己就其实我们一起是进到神的同在的里面。
Let me begin with a story.
那让我跟你们说一个故事。
I know some of you like hiking.
我知道我们有一些人很喜欢爬山。
And I've heard about a hiking club around here.
甚至好像你们中间有爬山小组，对不对？登山队。
The story goes like this.There is some old people, I'm not pointing fingers.
那有一个老人，我不是在指在座的任何一位老人。
Going up hiking to a mountain top with a teenager.
他带了一个少年人一起去爬山。
As they journey up that long windy road,
像当他们正在攀岩那个很蜿蜒的路的时候。
The teenager, just like any teenager, asked a question.
那少年人呢，就像一般的少年很，总是很好奇，他就问了这个老人一个问题。
Why do we go all the way up there to the mountain and then come down?
他说，为什么我们要这么辛苦的爬山，只是为了从山上再下来呢？
And the older person told the teenager, it's only up that mountain top.You see another mountain.
那所以老人就跟少年说，只有当你到了山顶，你才能看得清楚下一座你该爬的山。
And another mountain.
然后另一座你该爬的山。
So they go up the mountain, down the mountain, then up the mountain, then down the mountain.
所以他们两个人就这样攀岩一座又一座的山。
And the teenager start asking a question again.
不久少年人又问了一个问题。
Why are we repeating the same motion over and over?
他说：“难道我们要这样继续爬下去吗？”
Then the older gentleman said wisely.
那所以这个老人就很有智慧的回答，他说
：“The moment you stop seeing another mountain to climb is the moment you are going to die.”
他说：“当你再也看不到另一座山要爬的时候，就是你要死的时候了。”
Hold that thought. Jesus begins his ministry climbing a mountain with three other people.
你知道耶稣在他刚刚开始出来他执事的时候他也跟着他的门徒爬山。
He brought up the mountain, but before they go up the mountain, actually, before they go up the mountain, he was teaching this verse.
那但是在他们出发之前呢他给了他们这样一个教导。
Jesus said, For who does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose himself? For whoever is ashamed of me and of my word, and of him will the Son of Man be ashamed of it. When he comes in glory and the glory of the Father and of the holy angels. From Luke 9:26.
他说人若赚得全世界却丧了自己赔上自己有什么益处呢？凡把我和我的道当作可耻的，人子在他自己的荣耀里，并天父与圣天使的荣耀里降临的时候，也要把那人当作可耻的。
After he teached this, they went up to the mountain with Peter, John, and James.
那说了这话以后，他就耶稣就带着彼得、约翰、雅各上山。
This is probably about 6 to 8 days walk.
他们走了大概六到七天的行程。
Some of the scholars, Bible scholars would say it's Mount Hermon. It probably is 8,000 feet high.
那有些圣经学者说他们是上了黑门山，大概是8000英尺高度左右。
It's really far from the crowd.
那在那个高度里面，在那个山里，他们远离了群众。
When they were up this mountain, Jesus did his usual business, pray.
那当他们到了山顶的时候，耶稣就一如往常的在那边祷告。
The disciples were tired. I would be too.
但是呢，门徒已经都累了。那我想我也可能会很累，如果我是他们。
If I have to walk that high up a mountain, but the unusual thing happened here.
那如果我要走那么远，爬那么高的山，我也会很累。那那一天有一个非常不可思议的事情发生。
When Jesus was praying, transfiguration happened.
那当耶稣正在祷告的时候，他的形象就变了。
Peter saw a glimpse of what happened to the glory.
彼得可能看了一眼，瞥见了一眼。
And then got very heavy in sleep.
然后他就累得睡着了。
I am assuming it's very deep sleep.
我在想，可能他的睡眠当时是非常非常深沉的。
Because he's not aware of anything surrounding him.
因为他完全不知道周遭正在发生的事。
The spectacular, stunning transfiguration that occurred.
那个令人震惊的一个耶稣的变相正在发生。
In the Gospel of Matthew, it records that Jesus' face shines like the sun, and the clothes is white as light.
在马太福音里面记载说，耶稣基督的面在他们面前变得形象，脸面明亮如日头。
In Mark's Gospel, the clothes radiant instantly, like no other clothes can be bleached.
那马可福音里面说，他的衣服放光，极其洁白，地上漂布的没有一个能漂得那么白。
The disciples were all asleep.
那但是门徒当时都睡着了。
It must be a divine inspired deep sleep.
我想一定是神让他们熟睡了。
Because when I'm traveling and a little light from a cell phone from somebody else is annoying to wake me up already.
我就记得是，就是好像我在坐飞机的时候，你知道，一点点的，也许是手机的那个光，就可能把我吵醒。
They are in deep sleep.
但今天门徒的确是睡得非常的熟。
Not only did the light not wake them up, but the speaking, the talking among people didn't wake them up.
不仅那个那么强的光没有把他们吵醒，并且当时那几个人有几个人在讲话的声音也没有把他们吵醒。
The Bible said when the disciples were fully awake, they saw unimaginable things happen.
那圣经说，当门徒人终于睡醒的时候呢，忽然间他们看到一个非常不可思议的景象。
Moses and Elijah both were there in glory.
摩西跟以利亚居然都在那边，都在那个荣光的里面。
Talking as if they were alive with Jesus.
并且他们就好像活的人一样跟耶稣在那边谈话。
I'm thinking it's unimaginable, but this is because this is time travel.
那我说这是个很不可思议的事情，因为这简直就是一个好像时空旅行。
There are two faithful God's servants which doesn't live together at the same time in the past.
摩西跟以利亚，他们两个人都是神很忠心的仆人，但是他们却活在截然不同的时代。
Moses lived way earlier, and Elijah later, and much later Jesus.
摩西是最早的，然后是以利亚，那耶稣是更后面的了。
They were all together, radiant together at that moment. It's crazy.
可是这一天，在那个荣耀的里面，他们三个人却在一块。
Though it's not a dream.
那肯定不是梦。
James, Peter, and John witnessed it with their eyes open.
因为彼得、雅各、约翰是眼睁睁的看见这样的一件事情发生。
There is a reason why Moses and Elijah appeared together.
有一些的原因，为什么当时是摩西跟以利亚一起的出现
？I'll give you six reasons.
我可以给你六个原因。
They both, now you can start counting, they both go up the mountain and talk to God.
那这两个人其实有六个相同点。第一件事情就是他们两个都曾经上到了山顶跟上帝说话。
Moses went up Mount Sinai and collected the Ten Commandments.
摩西上了西乃山去取十诫。
Elijah went up Mount Horeb and stayed there for 40 days.
那以利亚呢上了何烈山，他们两个都在山上待了四十个昼夜。
The second day, they both delivered people from bondage.
那第二个呢，就是他们两个人都曾经把神的百姓从一些捆绑当中拯救出来。
Moses took the people out of Egypt.
摩西把以色列人从埃及带出来。
Elijah took the people out of false gods that they're worshiping.
那以利亚呢，救了这一些以色列的百姓，脱离了拜偶像。
Number three, they both have no known grave.
那第三个相同点就是没有人能够找到他们的坟墓。
In the Bible, it mentioned Moses' tomb were not known, even though we know that he died, but not known where he is.
那圣经里面记载说，摩西的墓呢，没有人找得到，因为耶和华把他埋葬在摩押地。
And Elijah went up with a whirlwind to heaven.
那以利亚呢，是神用战车马，用那个旋风火把他接到天上去。
Number four, they both were mentioned in the last chapter of the last verses in the Old Testament.
那第四个相同点就是他们两个人的名字都出现在圣经旧约最后一卷书，就是马拉基书的最后一章第四章里面。
That's in the book of Malachi, chapter 4, verses 4 to 6.
马拉基书的四章四到六节。
The fifth one, they both, probably according to some scholar, appeared again in Jesus' tomb as the two bright, shining clothed people.
第五个可能的相同点就是有一些的圣经学者认为摩西和以利亚就是出现在耶稣的空墓里面旁边的那两位天使。
And they also were the same person who saw Jesus ascend to heaven.
同时也是在耶稣升天的时候向门徒说话的那两位天使。
Okay, where's my count? Sixth one. They both appeared in the transfiguration with Jesus together in that mountain.
第六个呢，就是那一天他们同耶稣一起在变化山上。
Are they equal to Jesus?
你们认为摩西跟以利亚跟耶稣是同等级的吗？
Truly not.
当然不是。
You will see.
因为你待会就会清楚。
What they are talking about with Jesus, Peter doesn't quite understand.
那这两位跟耶稣所谈论的事情呢，彼得不是那么清楚。
Jesus' departure, and the word is exodus.
他们是在谈耶稣离世的事情。那离这个字其实跟出埃及的出是一样的字。
The word exodus.Same word, Exodus from Egypt.
所以耶稣的离世跟出埃及的出是同一个字。
They are talking about Jesus' victorious deliverance of the people from sin, not a sad part from dying on the cross.
他们在谈论的不是耶稣要在十字架上怎么样这么悲惨的死亡，而是在谈他要怎么样得胜把。他的百姓从罪恶里拯救出来。
And they talk about an accomplishment that will come to Jerusalem.
并且他们谈论说耶稣将要在耶路撒冷成就的事。
They're talking about the future.
所以他们其实在谈将来要发生的事。
Remember, this is the beginning of their ministry.
你记得这一件事情，变化山的事情，是在他耶稣的刚刚出来服事的时候。
This transfiguration event.It's like a recap of the old and the glimpse of the future.
所以耶稣的变相这件事情其实是回顾了历史，也展望了未来。
It is so important that three gospels, Mark, Luke, and Matthew, all have an account on it.
耶稣变相这件事情太重要，所以在四本的福音书当中有三本。马太、马可、路加都记载了这件事情。
And the Gospel of John said it like this: The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, as we have seen His glory, glory as of the Son of the Father, full of grace, full of truth.
那约翰在约翰福音里面说到说道成了肉身住在我们中间充充满满的有恩典有真理我们也见过他的荣光正是父独生子的荣光
That radiant light Do you recall somewhere in the Bible mentioning the same light?
你记得在圣经其他的地方也记载到这个荣光呢
Let me give you a hint
也许我给你一个提示
When Jesus comes as King of Kings, Lord of Lords,
就当耶稣再来的时候，当他要来做万王之王、万主之主。
I just gave you the answer.
我已经把答案告诉你们。
When He comes again, it will be as bright.
所以当耶稣再来的时候，我们会看见那样极大的荣光。
Yes, it is. Jesus came as a summary of the Old Testament.
那耶稣来。它其实就是一个旧约跟新约的一个总结。
To the new one, and through this eyewitness who witnessed it, they recognized Moses and Elijah.
那对当时的这三位目击者，他们可以认出摩西和以利亚。
Are Moses and Elijah equal to Jesus?
但他们两位跟耶稣是同等级的吗
？Peter certainly thinks so.
或许彼得是这么觉得。
That's why he was trying to do three tents.
因为他很想搭三座棚给他们。
And yet we know that he has no clue what he's doing.
所以我们就知道他不知道他自己在说什么。
But hold your judgment. Don't judge Peter and John and James yet.
但是不要太快的论断这三位门徒。
Let me check with you. Do you know the linkage between Moses?Elijah and Jesus.
那或许让我问问看你们，你们知道摩西、以利亚跟耶稣中间的关联吗
？Earlier, I was mentioned about that six common things between Moses and Elijah.
我刚刚提到了摩西跟以利亚中间六个相同点。
Jesus almost did the same, not exactly.
耶稣跟他们也有一些相似的地方。
Jesus went up the mountain.
那主耶稣也上了山。
Have the change of figures into glory.
也改变了他的形象，在荣光的里面。
Jesus is not alone up the mountain.
那但是耶稣并不是一个人上了那个山。
Jesus brought three other people.
耶稣带了三个门徒去。
And when these three other people saw the three glorious bodies,
所以当这三位门徒看到了三个在荣光里的人物
，God is telling us.The three glorious person is teaching a lesson to these three earthly people.
所以当时神借着这件事情，借着这三位在荣耀里的人来，要在训练，要把一个信息传给这三个目击者。
It impressed me that God always teaches us by example.
我发现说神其实常常不断用生活当中的例子在教导我们。
When Peter was trying to build all three.Tents.
当彼得在试着想要跟耶稣说我们来搭三座棚的时候
，He didn't know that Jesus is different from Moses and Elijah.
也许他当时并不清楚知道说耶稣跟摩西跟以利亚是有差别的。
Jesus is different because Jesus is. Oh, he doesn't understand. Now that's why God has to come into the picture.
他并不明白耶稣是谁，所以父神在那个时候必须要介入。
God entered into the picture in a very familiar way.
他就在用着他曾经用过的方式来向他们显现。
Cloud covers the mountain with a voice.
那这个时候呢，云彩就笼罩着他们，然后并且声音从云彩里面出来，对他们说话。
The voice speaks this word: "This is my beloved Son." With whom I am pleased, listen to him.
所以父神在云彩里对三个门徒说：“这是我的儿子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。”
Peter, who heard this, recalled this moment later, many many years later, in 2 Peter, chapter 1:17, and he said, he mentioned about this witness of the majestic glory from God the Father.
那若干年后呢？彼得在他的书信里面，彼得后书一章十七节也提到了那一次的经历。
But during that moment, at that moment, the overshadowing of the cloud and the disciples, including Peter, was not enjoying it.
但是在那个时候呢, 当云彩遮盖他们的时候,其实他们并不是,他们是很害怕的。
They were afraid.
The
disciples fell on their face, terrified.
圣经说他们匍匐在地, 非常的害怕, 极其害怕。
Jesus had to come over, touch them, and say, "Rise and have no fear."
那耶稣必须要过去摸他们说, 起来,不要害怕。
As a side note, we who live in Seattle are very familiar with this theme.
那我想我们住在西雅图的人其实可能很熟悉被云彩笼罩的感觉。
Lot of clouds, right?
我们有很多的云,
now I know when I see a lot of clouds in a dark day, I know God is speaking to me.
所以有的时候我觉得,哇,在一些云彩笼罩的情形下,也许神就在这个云彩当中。
I'm trying to give you some light in the silver lining in the cloud.
我试着想要给你 silver lining. Help.
It's a metaphor for getting hope in dark days.
那这美国人这样说，就是说你在一些很失望、很不好的事情，你可以看得到一个很有盼望的一个，可以看到盼望。
Well, getting back to the question, is Jesus is not equal to Moses and Elijah? Yes.
所以我们回到我刚刚问你的问题，到底耶稣跟摩西和以利亚是相等的吗？
The disciples just start to realize that Jesus is actually Son of God.
所以在那当父神说话之后，门徒们开始明白说，哇，耶稣其实是神的儿子。
Jesus has the authority to bring heaven to earth.
耶稣有那个权柄能够做天堂跟这个地上世界当中的一个桥梁。
Jesus ushered in a brand new covenant.
并且他带进了一个新约。
God's plan.
也就是神的计划。
He is the Messiah.
他是弥赛亚。
He's delivering us from the sin of this world.
他是要把人从罪恶里拯救出来的那一位。
He is the God who promised David to give a salvation to his people.
他也就是神所应许大卫要给他百姓的一个救赎。
In the book of Acts, we hear God raised up his servant, send him to you first, to bless you and turn you, every one of you, from your wickedness.
在使徒行传3:26，他说：“神既兴起他的仆人，或作儿子，就先差他到你们这里来，赐福给你们，叫你们个人回转，离开罪恶。”
Then the disciples see nobody else.
那父神说话之后，门徒们就不见一人。
Only Jesus.
只见耶稣。
And that is enough.
那这就够了。
They also didn't say anything after this event.
那三位门徒也没有跟任何其他人提起那天发生的事。
Until after Jesus Christ raised from the dead.
一直等到耶稣，也就是基督，从死里复活之后。
At the empty tomb, at the upper room, the disciples recall Jesus' teaching.
在耶稣基督的空墓旁边，在阁楼上的小房间里面，门徒们想起了耶稣基督给他们的教训。
The disciples have remembered to listen to his words.
所以事实上，其实这些门徒们的确听了耶稣的话。
Just as the Father has asked them to.
正如天父所吩咐命令他们的一样。
They have witnessed firsthand the saving grace of Jesus.
他们目睹了，亲自目睹了神救恩救赎的恩典。
They have joined this victorious deliverance of the people from sin.
他们也参与了这个神伟大荣耀的救赎的计划。
The same glorious transformation is the same as what we are proclaiming to you today.
那这一个荣耀的变化跟释放，也就是今天我们要向你们传的信息。
Are you with us on this journey up the mountain?
请问你们跟我们一起在变化山上吗？
What does it profit a man if we gain the whole world and lose himself?
主耶稣说，人若赚得全世界，却赔上了自己， 那赔上了这一个荣耀的释放有什么益处呢？
Loses the glory with the Lord. When Christ who is in you appears, then you will also appear with him in glory.
那当如果你赚得全世界却失去了主与主同在荣耀，那是很不值得。但如果你有主耶稣在你的里面，就如圣经所应许的说，基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
The word from my dear friend, an author, sister in Christ, her new book, All in All, says this.
那我有一个很好的朋友，一个姊妹叫邱清平姊妹，她写了一本书叫做《尽在爱中》。
One of the sentences says,If you have not seen, experienced, touched, owl by this God, how can you know love?
他说，如果你从来没有见过神，经历过他，被他触摸过，因着他而惊奇过，那你怎么能够知道什么叫做爱？
How can you love God with all of you?
那你又怎么能够以你所有的来爱神？
I have been touched by such love.
我曾经被这样的荣光跟这样的爱所摸着过。
I know many of you here have been.
我相信我们在座好些人，许多人都有这样的经历。
And I'm pretty sure you will be.
我也相信其余的人不久也会有这样的经历。
Or we do not understand the goodness of this love.
我们若不这样经历，我们就真的不知道什么叫做爱。
And that love involves sacrifice.
因为爱的本身就是一个牺牲。
Ask and share among yourself these amazing experiences.
我希望我们可以在一起多有一些的机会，你们彼此分享这种被爱触摸跟经历神爱的经验。
The story doesn't stop here.
那我们刚刚的故事并没有停在那里。
Let's go down the mountain and see what happens.
所以我们现在从山上下来，看看山脚下发生了什么事。
A crowd was waiting.At the foothills.
那在山脚下有一群的群众在等着他们。
Jesus and their disciples were known because of their healing.
因为他们知道耶稣跟他的门徒们会医病赶鬼。
In the middle of the crowd was a boy with an unclean spirit.
那在这群众当中呢，有一个被鬼附的男孩。
The father came and begged Jesus to have compassion over his only son to try to heal him.
这个父亲就来央求耶稣说，请主耶稣对他能够有些怜悯，能够医治这个孩子。
The father knows not who Jesus is.
但这个父亲并不认识耶稣是谁。
Just called him teacher.
他只是叫他说夫子或者是老师。
Most of us would look for a doctor to heal some sickness, but he asked for a teacher.
你知道，当我们生病的时候，我们肯定是去找医生，但是这一个人却去找一个夫子，找一个老师。
This father knows the healing work of Jesus' disciple and has already asked the disciple to heal his son.
因为这个父亲他知道耶稣的门徒们能够医病赶鬼，那他也去找了这些门徒，可是这些门徒
，But the disciple failed him.
可是这些门徒呢，却失败了。
In the Gospel of Mark, there's a little more detail.Seeing this boy suffer since childhood a long time ago.
在马可福音里面呢，记载比较详细，里面他记载这个男孩从小的时候就是被鬼附的。
The father tried for many years without success.
那这个父亲试了许许多的方法，但是都没有办法让这个孩子得到医治释放。
And this unclean spirit is attempting his life.
那这个巫鬼呢，就不断的要索他这个男孩的性命。
Without much confidence and still helpless, this father come and try his luck with this teacher.
所以当这个父亲走投无路的时候呢，他就来找这些他的学生们的老师，就是耶稣。
The father asked Jesus with this word, "If you can, have compassion on us and help us."
那父亲用这样的口吻来跟耶稣说，他说夫子，你若能。就请你怜恤我们，医治我们。
Jesus used the same word in answering him. If you can, all things are possible for one who believes.
那主耶稣也就用同样的话，同样的口吻来回答说，你若能信，在信的人凡事都能。
You see, the healing was not because was not to be asked of Jesus.
你发现说，其实你不需要跟主耶稣央求得医治。
Since this is spiritual,
因为得医治这件事情是一个属灵的事。
It is about faith.
所以呢，是关乎信。
Let me repeat another way. Without faith,
或者我再这样说，强调了说，若没有信，
we ask someone else to help us to fix the problem.
我们求的时候，只不过是求别人为我们做一件事。
With faith,
但如果你有信，
we ask for certain that the healing would be done because first we trust the power of Jesus.
因为当你信的时候，你是第一个信神耶稣基督有这样的能力。
And second, we know the character of Jesus, he is all compassionate.
那第二个，你是信耶稣的一个性情，也就是他怜悯的性情。所以当你有信 来要求 来求医治的时候，你是必须一定会得着的。
Yeah. You might see why Jesus responded to the group.And saying, "Oh, you faithless, twisted generation."
那或许了解了这样耶稣信息之后，你就会了解为什么耶稣说你们这个不信又乖谬的世代。
Jesus' patience, or should I say impatience, is shown in this comparison.
那我们可以用这个比较来看出耶稣基督的忍耐，或者是他的对这世代的不耐烦。
In a bigger picture.Jesus was looking at a faithless generation struggling with unclean temptations.
那耶稣当时所看到的是一个整个的世代被各样污秽的试探所引诱的世代。
When the father is dealing with his only son with one unclean spirit in it,
而这个父亲呢，是在面对他自己唯一的儿子被污秽所附的儿子。
Jesus was preparing for his own sacrifice, his victorious departure, his exodus. He is also the only Son of God.
那第二个事情就是耶稣呢，他当时正在预备他自己为这个世代而牺牲。那他荣耀的离世，他是神唯一的儿子。
Like this father who wants to heal his son.
那就像这一个父亲想要他的儿子得到医治。
God the Father wants to save all people.
我们的天父也愿万人都得救。
Like this father who tries every method to find healing.
就像这个父亲用尽了各样的方法，想要他的儿子能够得到医治释放。
God has several times, several means show us his deliverance. From Moses' time, from Elijah's time, now to Jesus' time.
那我们的父神也世世代代不断地用各样的方式，从摩西到以利亚到耶稣，来显明他救赎的计划。
This is when Jesus explained, "How long am I to be with you, to bear with you before the healing?"
所以这是耶稣为什么说我到底要忍耐你们多久呢
？Jesus wants to deliver and save us all.
因为主耶稣巴不得能够很快地拯救他，拯救这整个的世代。
Jesus healed this boy.
那主耶稣医治好了这个男孩子。
Gave him back to his father.
那把他交给了他的父亲。
Jesus died on the cross, healed us.
但主耶稣在十字架上舍身，也医治了我们。
And he goes back up to the Father.
然后他升天回到父那里去。
Jesus knows God the Father's love.Is more than any parent on earth love for the kids.
主耶稣知道我们天父的心肠，他的爱远超过我们这些做肉身的父亲。
God willingly sacrificed His only Son to save us from our suffering. It's a kind of suffering that only faith can heal.
我们的父神愿意牺牲他自己的独生爱子。为着我们的苦难，我们的痛苦而牺牲，而这个痛苦，也就是被罪跟死所捆绑的痛苦，只有信能够解决。
Let me turn your focus to those disciples. There are a few disciples that try to heal this boy,
那所以在耶稣医治这个孩子之前，有几个门徒可能试着要医治这个孩子。
They cannot do the trick.
但他们没有办法把鬼赶出去。
In the Gospel of Matthew, we are actually told these disciples came back to the teacher and asked him, "How come we cannot do it?"
所以在马太福音的时候呢，就记载有些门徒就回到耶稣那里说：“主耶稣，为什么夫子为什么我们赶不出来这个鬼呢？”
And Jesus said, "Because of your little faith."
那主耶稣就回答说：“是因为你的信心小。”
Jesus said, "Truly, I said to you, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you will see the mountain move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing was impossible."
那耶稣就跟他们说：“我实实在告诉你们，如果你们有信心，像一粒芥菜种，那么就算对这个山说从这里挪到那里，也必为你们成就，并且你们没有一样不能做的事了。”
The disciples were astonished.
那所以门徒们听了这话都觉得很惊讶。
What about you?
你呢？你觉得惊讶吗？
Now that we have been up the mountain, down the mountain, see the mighty power of God.
所以我们刚刚爬上了山，然后看到了神的主耶稣的变相，又下了山看到了神的大能。
Do you clearly see an encounter of the divine?
你有没有看见说遇见神这件事情
？It could strengthen your faith.
那当你真正的遇见主，你的信心会大增。
Or should I say, when you have faith, you come closer to God.
或者我应该说，当你有信，你就能够得以亲近神。
This is the transformation in our lives, dear friends.
这个就是我们生命当中的转变。
We're no longer separated from God.
我们不再与神隔绝。
The veil has been removed.
我们脸上的帕子已经被挪去。
When one turns to the Lord Jesus,
当一个人转向主耶稣的时候
，He shows His true glory.
那神就会把他的荣耀向我们显现。
Jesus has unveiled His human face.
那一天主耶稣把他好像人的一个脸变相了。
Up this mountain, beholding the glory of God.
在山顶上，让这些门徒们能够看见他的荣光。
That's why in 2 Corinthians 3:13 it says, "Lord is the Spirit, and where the Lord is, where there is freedom."
就像我们刚刚读的哥林多的后书三章十七节一样，主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
We all with unveiled faces can hold that same glory, be transformed into the same image, comes from Lord who is the Spirit.
他说：“我们众人既然敞着脸，得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形象，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。”
Let's start with a prayer.
或许我们让我们的转变从祷告开始。
Just like Jesus did up the mountain.
就像主耶稣那天在变化山上所做的一样。
As simple a prayer as "Thank you, Lord."
即使是一个很简单的祷告，说主啊，谢谢你。
Begins your faith journey up the first mountain.
都可以让你开始踏上那信心的旅程，爬那第一座山。
Seeking a transformation in life.
能够带进生命当中的一个变化和转变。
In the words of Soren Kierkegaard, the function of prayer is not to influence God, but rather to change the nature of the one who prays.
那套一句丹麦哲学家齐克果的话说，他说祷告的功能不是在于我们来改变神，而是让祷告来改变这个祷告的人。
We are blessed with these words.
我们为着这些主的话，我们感谢他。
Okay. Let us all begin with a prayer.
我们来祷告。
Thank you, Lord, for showing us a path in our faith.
主，谢谢你。给我们指了一条路，信心的道路。
Up your mountain to reach your glory.
主，你教导我们怎么样可以爬上你的山，看到你的荣耀。
And down the mountain to heal others.
怎么样可以从山上下来，把医治带给旁边的人。
Let us grow in your faith.
主啊，让我们在信心里面有成长。
Let us see one mountain after another.
让我们看见一座一座我们该爬的信心的山。
And just like what we say, moment by moment, mountain by mountain.
就像我们刚刚所唱的诗歌一样，一座一座的山，时时刻刻。
We lift our faith up to you, Lord.
主，我把我们现有的信心啊放在你的面前。
And may we be close to you forever.
主啊，愿我们永远得以更多的亲近你。
Amen. In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Thank you.